This is the Drama Sessions by Natalie Liu for Baggage Reclaim. You're listening to Session 9. I've shown you how conflict and drama unfold from roles, as well as through the psychological fights we go through. So now it's time to look at breaking free of the drama cycle. The big shift comes with higher awareness of you being in the role in the first place. All roles effectively get shelved by increasing awareness of our needs and meeting them in healthier ways. Learning to mind our own business and bandwidth by being more boundaried, and coming from a place of love, care, trust, and respect in our interactions. It helps, especially if you have a strong desire to change and yet you feel disloyal or are afraid of abandonment, conflict, or criticism, or what the hell you're actually going to do with yourself, to do a little work to understand the presence of the role in your life. Become aware of what your role is and what you're getting out of it. Sometimes we find it hard to see ourselves clearly, so a good place to start is looking at the role you cast others in. Write down the people who you experience tension, guilt, frustration, resentment, hurt, and so forth with on an ongoing basis. Include anyone that brings out feelings reminiscent of painful experiences from the past or that prompts you to think, feel, and behave like a child. Which roles are they playing? So, for example, if they're the persecutor, are your actions coming from a place of trying to rescue them and basically show them how to behave, or from feeling hurt and supporting negative beliefs? Also note whether there's a pattern, so whether they're all in the same role, or a lot of them are. What's the baggage behind it? It's absolutely crucial to endeavor to practice self-compassion. Everyone is in these roles in some way, shape, or form until they allow themselves to become more of who they really are by allowing them to grow up and out of the patterns of their childhood. You can't change what you don't know, and so you have learned to be this way as part of your survival. It's not that you've necessarily sat down one day and said, I want to be the victim or rescuer. You've gone to what's familiar. Like every single person on the planet, everything you do is about trying to meet a need. Everything. There are other needs that you meet in healthier, more constructive ways. It's just that in this dynamic, there's old pain, fear, and guilt waiting to be resolved. It's very possible that you've rationalized that surely you shouldn't be in so much pain or discomfort from what you've been doing, given that it used to work. It didn't. You just got away with it more. But patterns are what happen when you're living unconsciously. Sure, these old habits helped you get through childhood, but they weren't supposed to become you. It's become more painful because you're being invited to see what you couldn't see before. That whatever you blamed you for earlier on in life, it wasn't your fault. That inadequate parenting or your needs being inadequately met by others doesn't equal inadequate child or inadequate you. It's realizing that it's not and never has been your job. That you are and always have been worthy and good enough. The old ways haven't stopped working or being as effective because you're not trying hard enough or, you know, you're not good enough. It's because they are keeping you stuck in an old dynamic that wasn't and isn't supposed to continue. Look at where you have put your living on hold to wait for someone else or something from the past to be fixed. This isn't a sacrifice that you need to make. It's not your job to live their life. They also don't owe you. Realizing that you misjudge the situation is okay and human. You don't need to protect or save them in this way. They're on their own path. Where do you feel this excessive responsibility towards others or for something? Who else have you felt, fought, and behaved around similarly? Which situations tend to bring out this role in you and why? What do these dynamics, including the payoff and the fallout, remind you of? So, for example, when things don't go know, your way, which old hurts are you reminded of? Use the what's driving you exercise and the clearing and releasing emotional charge exercise to identify the unmet needs that are driving your pattern and the emotional charge behind these unmet needs. Use the connecting with limiting beliefs exercise also so that you can see how the beliefs around your role are causing you to feel as if you're going round and round in circles with the feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. All of these exercises are in the foundational resources. Also check out the playlist of classes and resources that accompany this class. Explore this pattern through journaling or talking with a therapist or practitioner. It's critical to allow you to grow beyond the borders of old limitations and hurts that don't represent the truth of who you are and the fact that you're not that kid anymore. You are allowed to grow up. You are allowed to be you. See you in the next session.